Former Senator Bill Bradley joins us now. He served 3 terms in the Senate representing New Jersey. He left the Senate, taught, traveled, and listened to people all over the country, and has returned to public life to fight for the Democratic presidential nomination. It's a fight that's generally acknowledged to be uphill against a sitting vice president. Senator Bradley is a Princeton graduate, a Rhodes Scholar, a gold medal Olympian, in the Basketball Hall of Fame for his years with the New York Knicks. He joins us from California. Senator Bradley, welcome.
Hi, Linda. Good to be with you.
First of all, let me just ask you about the challenge from Vice President Gore to debate. Are you up for that?
I'm sure we're going to have some joint appearances. I know that there's one scheduled for the end of October in New Hampshire. I'm just continuing to do what I've done throughout this whole campaign, is go out and talk to the American people and let them take their measure of me and ask me questions and let me tell them what I'd like to do if I were President of the United States. That's what we've been doing for the last 10 months, and we'll continue to do that. And a part of that dialogue will be joint appearances.
Senator Bradley, yesterday you talked about your health care plan. You want to get most uninsured Americans into plans. You want all children to have access to health care. Your goals are only slightly less ambitious than President Clinton's hopes for health care were at the beginning of his first term. What makes you think that your plan will work where his proved impossible to sell?
I think one of the important things, Linda, is raising it in the context of a political campaign so that the public can see specifically what I'm suggesting. And therefore, if I'm successful, I have a mandate for specific action to try to provide health insurance for all children in America and for millions of additional adults who now don't have that health insurance.
But I think you could argue that the president had a substantial mandate, too, during the campaign, though, don't you think?
Yes, I think there was more an ambiguous mandate. There was not anything specific out during the campaign. It was just that there was a strong need for health insurance. And the irony is that in 1992, there were a little under 40 million people without health insurance, and now it's close to 45 million. Plus, no one these days is happy with the health care system.
I have a couple of questions about details. You want parents to arrange insurance for their children, and the proposal provides subsidies to help with that. But it doesn't appear to be mandatory. What happens to parents who don't buy insurance for their
children? Well, Linda, I can't imagine some parent who has been offered full payment for health insurance for their children deciding not to have that done. I mean, every time a child is born and leaves the hospital under this proposal, they'll not only have to fill out a birth certificate, but they'll be asked, which health care plan do you want to join? And it seems to me that if you're earning up to $33,000 in income for your children, it's paid for by the government. I can't imagine people saying, well, we don't want that. And I think that the key thing is to lay it out there and to really, in many ways, rely on the goodness of the American people.
Senator Bradley, you talk about big ideas, and you say that you plan a series of speeches to offer your big ideas, what you'd hope to do as president. What's coming?
Well, actually, the first one was on gun control, and the second one was on campaign finance reform. And then health care, and we'll be doing one on working families in the not-too-distant future, and then there'll be 3 or 4 others over the course of the fall.
What do you mean by big ideas? Does that mean sort of themes and directions and outlines, or what?
What I mean is that you don't simply sprinkle sugar over the horizon and do small things, but you pick several big things. For example, health care that affects all Americans. And you try to think through how you can provide it for nearly everybody in our society, and then you lay out how you're going to do that. In terms of campaign finance reform, you lay out a specific proposal that is comprehensive. You know, we're debating an admirable piece of legislation in the Congress these days called the McCain-Feingold bill, which should be passed, but it's only the beginning. You lay out a bigger kind of reform, including public financing of general elections for House and Senate. You lay that out there so that people can begin to understand it. I mean, for example, on the public financing, when people look at this initially, they say, well, I don't want my tax dollars to go for this. And yet, when you point out to them that every year we're spending $900 million a year of their money to promote democracy abroad, and that for about the same amount of money, we could take special interests out of the democratic process at home totally and allow the ideas and people's convictions to determine the ultimate course of legislation, they see it's the best investment that we could possibly make as a country. So when you do a big idea, you have to lay it out so that you cover all parts, not simply one.
Most of your big ideas appear to be about this country, how we treat each other, what we do. What about the place of the United States in the world? President Clinton has assured the world that when help is needed, the United States will help. I think the implication is pretty clear that that could involve troops, if necessary, that we will be the cop. What do you think about interventions in other places?
I don't think that we can be the policeman to the world. I don't think that we have the capacities, the resources, the wisdom. I think that increasingly we have to be part of multinational operations under the UN or various regional entities. And I think that if we do that, we can build those structures which can be more effective over the long term than simply deploying American forces all over the world.
Senator Bradley, you've generally had very good things written and said about you. You are principled, intellectual, genuinely interested in other people, leader of men in short pants. You've already had to take some hits. The suggestion that you couldn't take your opposition on ethanol to Iowa, so you changed it, that education vouchers is an experiment, not a solution, and we know the teachers' unions don't like vouchers. Your health care plan adds deductions and complications to the tax law, something you fought against for years. Is there a cost to pay here? Can you run the kind of campaign you've talked about
without nibbling away principles? You know, Linda, I don't think that anybody is the same as they've always been in terms of every statement that they've ever made. In ethanol, for example, I was representing my state of New Jersey, and I represented it very effectively, and I fought for interests, and it was not in New Jersey's interest to support ethanol. I opposed it. I'm running for president of the United States. You now got to look at the whole country. I think that the key thing is to know what your North Star is and why you're doing something. And I'm running for president because I think my leadership will improve the quality of life for millions of Americans. And that means being sensitive to where Americans are living their lives. That's why I declared my candidacy in a community development corporation in Newark, New Jersey, and said that one of the main issues I'll be pushing is how to reduce the number of children in poverty. That's why I put out a big health care program to increase the number of Americans who have health insurance. That's why I put out campaign finance reform, because I think money's distorting the democratic process. I think the key thing in a campaign is to lay out a few major things that you'd like to do if you were president of the United States, so the public will have some idea of specifics. And that's what we're doing in this campaign.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Senator Bill Bradley. He's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. We reached him in California.